the greatest poison. For almost 70 years, your government, in collusion with the American Dental Association, the American Medical Association, and a number of, well, criminal city councils, you have been poisoned in the vast majority of cities in this country. In the earliest part of the last century, the aluminum industry was losing money because they were finding so much fluoride poison as a byproduct of aluminum that they had a national contest to find out how to get rid of it. Thanks to the American Dental Association, the idiots put it in our city water and started using it in dental offices as well. First, second, and third, there's not a single scientific study demonstrating unequivocally that putting fluoride anywhere really decreases dental caries. More importantly, there's an outstanding amount of evidence that it is poison to everything in our body. Perhaps the greatest damage is to your longevity. It increases the risk of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, you name it. If it's a disease, it's more likely to occur at increased incidence if you drink fluoridated water. More importantly, also, it destroys the pineal gland and causes it to calcify. This is really the third eye, the seat of intuition and all kinds of other goodies. And finally, maybe, it decreases the IQ of children especially. And children born to women who are drinking fluoridated water have more birth defects and all kinds of other brain damage. In my opinion, every city council in the United States where fluoridated water is forced upon its population should be forced out of office every election until they get rid of fluoride. Do your part and demand that your city council get rid of fluoride in your water and everywhere else. Have a good one.